You guys are the best.
It's the Charlie and Debbie Show.
Because they play the best country music.
And I love it.
On the new 103.7.
Here it is, that one day a year that they call and sing.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear son boy. Happy birthday to you.
What do you think, mom and dad getting better or worse with age?
I'm not going to say. I'm not going to incriminate myself, but don't you feel special?
Yeah, that's what I'm feeling right now.
It's on the radio in the car.
The most music for your drive home.
It's my station in the car.
It's Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7.
New 103.7 and Lebo's teaming up again for our Santa Claus hotline, 704-227-8761, up and running now through Christmas Eve.
Tell me how old you are.
I'm 5 years old.
Tell me your name.
And I'm Braxton.
All right. Now, here's where it starts to get interesting for Braxton. Apparently, Braxton has a little brother or a little sister that's in the car. And the second that Braxton starts to get into the meat of his call, someone starts with a Tickle Me Elmo in the background. Check this out.
And you're from Statesville, North Carolina.
And I'm from Statesville, North Carolina. And I want
to love your shoulder.
Well,
all right, Calvin, your turn.
That was Sonic.
You want Sonic?
Yeah.
Your name's Calvin, and you're also from Statesville, North Carolina. Say all right, bye.
Just the constant soundtrack of Elmo. And the mother has had to put up with this so much, she doesn't even notice it. Because if she did, she'd be like, shut that Elmo up. But just, no, it's just going.
Just listen to Tickle Me Elmo and move on.
704-227-8761. Lebo's Santa Claus Hotline, up and running now through Christmas Eve.
Brought to you by Lebo's, with 9 locations to choose from, or go to Lebo's.com. Remember, when Santa and his elves need a little help, they go to their friends at Lebo's.
More music.
More music.
More music.
It's just good music.
More fun.
Fun personality.
It's fun.
With Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7.
So I came across this thread on Reddit today. And at first I was like, eh, I've seen this kind of thing before, but these were hysterical. The topic was the worst holiday gift that you've received. My father-in-law is tops when it comes to cheap, horrible gifts. One year he gave me a government publication he got for free at work. Something about the history of nuclear material handling.
Boy, that is riveting. That's going to keep you awake at night.
2 years ago, I got a musical jewelry box from my mom. I'm 22 years old and a man, by the way.
No judgment.
Some hick relatives from South Dakota sent me a shot glass. I was 12.
This is to take your medicine, honey. This is for your Tylenol.
704-570-1037, 800-522-9762. What's the worst holiday gift you've received?
Yes, I'm calling about the worst Christmas present you ever got.
Yes.
Well, 1 year, my brother came in the house, and, you know, we were opening presents, and I had this big, beautiful box I had to open, right? So I'm so excited. Well, lo and behold, I had to fight to get in it because it was taped and all this other stuff, right? So after 30 minutes of doing all that, I get down, and there's a ring box at the bottom. And I get it, and I open it up thinking that he's bought me something really nice. Guess what was in it?
Hmm.
A penny, and he told me he bought me a Lincoln.
You gotta applaud the creativity. That's commitment
that
to the gag.
Extremely disappointing.
My family uses recycled boxes to wrap presents in, and so we have about 24 Christmas light bulb boxes. And 1 year I got actual lights instead of a present in the box.
Now, how did you react to that?
I was confused because we've had these Christmas light boxes for at least a decade, and never once has there been lights inside of them. And I just kind of looked at it and was in disbelief and didn't know if it got wrapped accidentally or what the deal was.
So was it an accident, or that wasn't on purpose, surely?
Apparently my uncle thought it would be funny to give me lights for real 1 year.
Well, it's kind of funny.
It's kind of funny now.
We have a box in our family. It was a remote control car from the very first Christmas in the house I was raised in. in 1973. That box is still around to this day, and it's become officially the box.
Yep.
And it is a gag gift, and it's sort of a rite of passage in our family. Like, there's going to come a time, maybe this year or next year, that Hogan is going to get the box.
Yeah, because you don't do it with younger kids.
No, because they don't understand a good gag gift.
Yeah.
But it's become a gag gift, a huge gag gift. That there's planning that goes into it every single year for a member of the family.
Someone is targeted.
You know when you get the box exactly what it is.
Like, if you've done something stupid throughout the year, it's going to end up coming back to haunt you.
Yeah, it's in the box.
Hey, talking about ugly or Christmas gifts there. When my mom passed away in 2000, we had an ugly-ass turkey candle. And the first year, I sent it to my brother as a gag, and now it just keeps circulating all the time as a gag gift. It's always in somebody's box at Christmas time. We just keep sending it round and round.
Look, I love that kind of thing.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I can't recommend a good family gag gift, an ongoing gag gift, highly enough.
Because it cuts the tension. You know there's always going to be somebody that's angry, but that cuts the tension.
The box in our family is a huge moment of celebration every year when it appears.
Hi, I was calling about the worst Christmas gift ever.
Yeah, what was it?
Well, when I was growing up, I was always very into dancing and musicals and performing. And when I was in probably fourth or fifth grade, my aunt and uncle gave me a set of expired tickets to see the performance of Cats.
So they weren't good anymore.
Useless.
No, they were expired.
Did you put them in a frame or what did you do with them?
Burn them.
Well, I was just kind of shocked, so I just threw them away and never said anything about it. I didn't bring it up or anything. I was just kind of like in shock, couldn't believe that they had done that.
It's the next best thing to being there. Never being there, but having proof you might have been.
You can read about it online. Yeah.
This is a really funny thread on Reddit, the worst holiday gifts you ever received. When I was a kid, I received one of those McDonald's gift certificates. I remember those. They were great. The little book of gift certificates to McDonald's.
Oh, yeah.
When I was a kid, I received one of those McDonald's gift certificates. It was good for one cheeseburger. One from my grandparents. Merry Christmas.
Well,
have a cheeseburger.
It's better than no cheeseburger.
And I'm going to argue with this one. Sometimes I don't understand my parents. Last year, among the better gifts from others, my dad got me a flashlight and a tire gauge. Thanks, Dad. This will help every time I need to know the PSI of my tire at 3 a.m. This is a dad gift. This is practical stuff.
Just looking out for you. Mm-hmm.
Jumper cables, another great gift for a kid. I say that because there's a strong possibility my 16-year-old is getting some
socks and underwear.
What was your worst gift?
So every year we hold a family Christmas at my house, and we invite my grandparents and close relatives over, like my cousins. And me and my grandpa had the same name, and every year my mom's in charge of handing out gifts. And one year she got mine and his mixed up, and I got diapers.
Oh, no!
Charlie and Debbie.
I love it. You guys are great.
The new 1037.
Okay, boys and girls, it's that time again.
I work at a college as a janitor.
Go ahead.
Even though I feel like I'm smarter than most of the people that go there.
And strap on your thinking caps.
Sometimes I see an equation written on a blackboard, like half an equation. I'll just figure it out.
Because Charlie and Debbie,
my best friend is Ben Affleck,
are looking for the smartest person in the QC. I think you meant these for Big Bob, Mom.
I'm going to just do a little exchange on these. All right. By the end of 2017, which there's not much left of it, this will have happened more than 40,000 times in this country. So in the past year, what is it that will have happened more than 40,000 times by the end of the year?
Once again, Hunt is on. Looking for the smartest person in the QC.
Hi, I'm calling for the smartest person in QC. What's the question?
Yeah, by the end of 2017, this will have happened more than 40,000 times in this country.
Babies born. Okay. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, do you have the answer?
By the end of 2017, this will have happened more than 40,000 times in this country in the last year. What?
Shooting stars?
No, that's not it.
Hey, is your answer have an automobile accident?
No, but that's a really good guess.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
And by good guess, I mean because there's 40,000 injuries involved, but doesn't have anything to do with a car at all.
No.
Just a quick guess for the smartest person in QC.
All right. By the end of this year, this will have happened more than 40,000 times. What is it?
Somebody falls off a ladder.
Good try.
Good try. I mean, it's a home injury. It's a home injury. And by home, I mean inside the home. And 40,000 seems like a big number for me.
Yeah.
A really big number because I would not.
It does. It does.
Smartest person in the QC.
Somebody falls in the tub and gets hurt.
Ooh.
Not that, but you're in the right room.
You're in the right room.
All right.
Thanks.
Hey, Charlie and Debbie, is it fall in the shower?
Again, you're in the right room, though.
Hey, got the answer for the smartest person?
All right, by the end of 2017, throughout the year, this will have happened more than 40,000 times in this country. What is it?
Falling off the toilet.
I don't know about falling off, but being injured by the toilet,
it
happens
happen?
40,000 times in this country.
So I'm not really good at math. Is that like 4,000 times a month?
Can I ask a practical parent question here? How do you potty? I mean, what are you doing wrong? I've been using one my whole life and never had an issue.
I mean, but you see those things where people get stuck and they have to be, they have to cut them out.
But 40,000 times?
I don't get it.
We're sorry. Who is this?
This is Jason.
Jason, step into the spotlight, brother. Tell us what we need to hear.
I'm Jason, and I'm the smartest person in the QC.
It's on the radio in the car.
The most music for your drive home.
It's my station in the car.
It's Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7.
This is Other News.
Brought to you by Ideal Image, the advanced med spa. Tired of unwanted body hair? Ideal Image, the advanced med spa, the most trusted name in laser hair removal, knows that when you feel your best, you look your best. Visit idealimage.com.
We begin in my hometown of Houston, Texas. A student driver passed his test. All right.
Good
for you. It's a big accomplishment.
That's stressful. I'm glad you did.
Of course, then he crashed his car into the Texas Department of Public Safety building. The man was parking the car when the vehicle went over the curb and hit a wall of the brick building, creating a small hole. I guess the hole put the thing in park, didn't register.
Yeah. They don't still check that on the test.
Well, then I wonder at that point if he's already said you passed, if he says, give me that back.
Revoked. You got your first ticket. Welcome to driving.
Yes, and your first insurance claim. Fun. The Daily Mail claims Native Deodorant is selling three holiday-themed scents. A three-pack of candy cane, lemon cake, and yes, mistletoe deodorant sell for $30. The mistletoe deodorant smells like a Christmas tree. The deodorants, in case you're wondering, are made with shea butter, beeswax, baking soda, coconut oil, and probiotics. And you just know there's some guy out there going, mistletoe. Hey, baby. Want to smell my armpit? You want to? That's mistletoe. Mm-mm. You know there's somebody doing that.
That's a very scary claim.
That'll get you thrown out of the office Christmas party.
Very much so.
I love you guys.
Charlie and Debbie, the new 103.7.